This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. He was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
It's our first episode in December. Fa la 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 la. Hey, riddle, riddle.
It'll be an episode to remember. Fa la 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 la. Hey, riddle, riddle.
Go outside a brand new Lexus.
What? Oh my God. How can you afford this? You don't work. My dad is dead.
Can I tell you guys my brilliant idea? So we have a car. I have a RAV4.
Wow.
First of all,
must be
hi.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you. Hello. We have a RAV4, and I told Mariah that for Christmas this year, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go buy one of those huge bows that like people like put on like new cars, and I'm going to get a car washed, park it in front of our house, and put a big bow on it, and then take her out to see it Christmas morning, and then just so all of our neighbors are like, wow, he got her a car. Look at that. But it's just our car. They just don't see it very often.
That is fantastic. I mean, that's the worst thing in the world for Mariah, but for everyone else, that's very good.
I disagree. I think the worst thing in the world for Mariah is being with me. Everything else is just a side effect of the worst choice that she's ever made.
You should
buy like a hunting bow and put that on top of the car. And then when she's like, why a hunting bow? You go, oh. I guess I've only seen that written. I've never seen car commercials.
GPC, I guess my big question is, do you really want your neighbors to think you're rich? I feel like you don't want them asking you for money or...
I think it's so funny of a neighbor being like, hey, man, can I have some money? I'm your neighbor.
Yeah, or like donate to the neighborhood, blah, blah, blah.
I know that a lot of our neighbors are like weirdly like they're like peepers. Like when we first moved in, everybody was outside to like see who we were. And then I heard someone else. This is fucked up. But I heard someone else. There's a Hispanic family that lives across the street from me, across the street and like over. And they said like when they moved in, her son was like living with them at the time when he was getting his house built and he had his kids. And one of the neighbors walked up to them and said, how many people are going to be living here? And it's like, none of your fucking business, motherfucker. Like,
ew.
As many people as I want, it's my house.
That's
so
incredible.
That's the type of people that live in my neighborhood. So, yes, I would love, like, I think that it's, like, only right to give the people who are, like, paying careful attention to who you are a little bit of a show every now and then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We made the mistake when we moved into our neighborhood of the neighbors. We didn't really introduce ourselves to the neighbors, but eventually Gemma was talking to them, and they're like, well, let's get your contact information. So Gemma gave them her number, and now the neighbor, who's like a 65-year-old asshole, he will text us and be like, your branch needs to be trimmed. It's making its way into my yard and stuff like that, where it's like, I'm like, I don't know if you think I'm like the nature wizard that I can like just deal with it for a few months. Like, it's going to be fine. Hell is having neighbors.
In the text, did he ask you to remove it magically? I'm not a nature wizard.
Yeah, the nature wizard. Well, one of our neighbors did ask us, they were like, are you on Nextdoor? And we were like, oh, no. And they were like, well, are you on Facebook? And we were like, oh,
no.
We're like, we're not.
Those are all garbage sites.
No thanks to whatever that might be.
Well, this is our first episode in December, and we do have some big, exciting announcements.
Aaron, well, first we should say
I'm
who we
a baby. That's my
I'm
big
a little,
announcement.
I'm a little horse on its back that can't ride itself.
Yep.
I'm JPC. This is the podcast Hey Riddle Riddle. It's a podcast about riddles and improv. If this is your first time listening, and now for big announcements.
First announcement is Erin is holding her first annual Toys for Tater Tots. Now, what you're going to do, you're going to send Erin a toy. She's going to send you some tater tots. You scarf them down. Yum, yum, yum.
And we Erin, also, this one's how is not this for real. Charity?
Oh,
Erin, how is this for charity?
When did I say it was
that's
for
the one
charity?
Part of the email I didn't understand.
Never said the word charity. Not my fault you filled in the blanks the wrong way.
It's an even exchange, toys for tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trade.
The other real piece of big announcement is this is something that we've had requested. So if you love the show, but you don't like listening to ads, now there is a solution for you. Starting January 1st, we are going to be releasing all of our main fee episodes ad-free on the Patreon. So for our $8 a month review crew subscribers, you will now also, in addition to getting weekly bonus episodes, monthly streams, and a monthly review crew episode, you will have access to all the ad-free episodes as well.
Oh, hell yeah.
Going forward.
Yes, not back. Mm-hmm. Not backwards.
There is no way to get the previous 175 episodes ad-free on the Patreon without sending every one of our listeners 175 notifications that they have a new episode to listen to.
It's almost like playing Super Mario 1, where as you make your way across, as you make your way across the board, you cannot go back.
Exactly.
There's a wall that follows you, and you can warp to a different episode, but you can't go backwards.
So this is also a really good thing if you want all of your Hey Riddle Riddle nonsense on one feed, on like one little thing. So all your episodes will be in one place if you decide to join our $8 tier.
And we don't call it a feed, we call it a trough, because it's a trough for us, but it's a feed for you little piggies.
Yeah.
When you saddle up to the Hey Riddle Riddle trough and go,
oh, little piggy wants its content. Scarf it down. Ooh, little piggy has a fever. We have to put you down.
What's that? What? You're more intelligent than a dog?
Wow, you picked the right soccer team to win. Good little piggy.
How do people still like you guys? You're the most alienating people I've ever met.
I just called all of our listeners smarter than a dog.
Erin, if I was alienating, would I have just come up in the last 5 seconds with the idea of Santa Claus? A Santa Claus who only hands out Fanta and is dressed in purple robes?
Oh,
my
wow.
Audio didn't what's, cut what's... out. I just have nothing to say.
Santa, Santa, don't you want a Santa, Santa?
Addle, don't make me have fun.
That's how
I don't want to have fun today, Addle. Stop.
This is a sneak preview of my wedding. I will be dressed as Santa Claus.
Oh, God.
I will make Gemma cry.
Did you cry at your wedding? Yes, but not for why you think.
Wanna Santa? Don't you wanna Santa?
I could tell you the story of our wedding, but it would really be a lot of backstory about Santa Claus and how... Santa Claus was invented to sell Nazis Coca-Cola World War II.
And Volkswagens.
And Volkswagens. True history. Okay, capitalism knows no masters. Guys.
Let's do some riddles.
Well, I wanted to ask real quickly how everybody's week was. Erin? You're up first.
Lou figured out how to open our cabinets, and we didn't realize, and she ate basically her entire bag of dog food.
No, so, smart dog.
Yeah, she's
bad
actually
dog, smart.
Smart
dog.
I went to the Van Gogh exhibit in LA, and it was really cool. Mm. And I think that's the only thing that happened to me this week.
I'm sorry, Erin. I hate to correct a woman on the show, but you go to the Van Wint exhibit. Harlan, everybody, Erin's laughing. Erin's laughing right now. She's not just staring daggers at me. She's
yeah, this time I wasn't silent. I was laughing pretty hard.
And
yeah, I go to the Van Wint exhibit because that's something, and that makes sense.
And Van Winting is like a knockoff Van Helsing.
Yes,
exactly. We also went over to our friends Ethan and Cassie's house and we brought Lou because Lou doesn't have a friend and they have a dog named Roscoe. And we tried to make Lou friends with Roscoe and it went fine. It wasn't great. But Lou doesn't have any friends and it makes us sad.
Yeah.
How's your week?
Spaghetti doesn't have any friends either. And whenever we've had other dogs come over, she's just like spent the whole time like sharking them and big dogging them and making sure they don't move. And we're like, yeah, she's kind of like, I guess, like a piece of shit. And she can't make friends.
Yeah.
She likes people, though. all people are her friends. Mm. I was going to say that I just got done yesterday playing a 9-hour board game. Now, I want to ask you both, because you're not really board game people, but maybe not 9-hour board game people. When I say that I played a 9-hour board game, what's your thought there? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel excited. If the game was good, then that sounds like a goddamn dream to like be with friends for 9 hours and just like play a good game.
Yeah.
I've heard was it the game where it's like everyone is a representative of a country and you have to make like deals and stuff?
Oh, no. This was a fantasy game. Okay. But I guess similar premise. It was a game called Twilight Imperium where you're all like playing the different races of this galaxy trying to control like the fate of the galaxy.
Mm. Okay, I have several questions. Okay. What was the meal situation?
Great question. We started at noon. Someone brought over a dozen bagels, and then I provided snacks. And then around 5 p.m., we ordered pizza.
Mm. Okay. And how many people played?
Five.
Who won?
What's that?
Who won?
Friend of the show, Arnie Parrott. Absolutely destroyed us.
Wow.
Then I'm a big fan of this. If you had won, I would have been
upset. Is he the one who brought the bagels?
No, is Arnie the one that brought the bagels? No.
Who brought the bagels?
Will brought the bagels.
Okay.
Pro move. Will brought those bagels. He said a new bakery opened up at his house, and he had to try it, and it was great. The bagels were fantastic. I have no idea where they're from. Can't shout them out.
Sorry, JPC, to use your own tool against you. Will bring the bagels.
I'm sorry. Will bring the bagels. Bring Will the bagels.
Bring Will the bagels.
But yeah, it's a very fun board game. I told someone else that we did a 9-hour game of Twilight Imperium on Twitter for friend of me, Raph, and Raph said, a 9-hour board game? You got Twilight done in 9 hours? That's impressive.
Whoa.
Because it can. I told everybody to expect 10 to 12, and to get it done in under 9, I was pretty happy about that.
Do people play that across several days? Like, can you stop and start, or do you got to do it all in one sitting?
Generally, it's a one sitting thing. I think if you have like a crew of people that live, I don't know, like near each other or something, or like if I had like five roommates and we all wanted to play, I think you could do it in a couple days. But it's too hard to coordinate like a big group of people.
Of course, yeah. Especially during these trying times.
Adults.
It's called Twilight Emporium because you're supposed to finish in the twilight.
Exactly.
You're supposed to look outside and the sun's coming up and you're like, well, we're done.
And it's called Twilight Emporium because it's races of aliens.
Running
they all
a store?
Own an antique shop. Adult, what about you? Anything new?
I ordered and gave Gemma her Christmas present early because
wow.
I was very concerned. I was very concerned about shipping. Like I assumed what I got her is going to be very popular around Christmas time, and I was concerned that it wouldn't ship until the new year. So I bought her a Peloton, which arrives in the next day or two here. So I'm very excited to join the Peloton family. I texted JPC to ask for all his recommendations.
# Pillow Fam.
He forgot his favorite trainer, so he sent me
family.
A made up list. Aaron, get on board with Peloton.
I don't know how.
Adel did ask for my favorite trainers, and everyone else, and there was a group that people were like listing them off, and I was like, I realized I didn't know any of their names. I was like, I could tell you like what the like,
sweaty
they
guy,
are,
tall girl.
But, and then I told them that one of my least favorite Peloton trainers was Marjorie Taylor Greene. that would be.
I also, last night I went to, for the first time in to some years, I went to CIC to see some improv.
Oh, that's cool.
And I had an absolute blast. And I watched the 8 o'clock and the 10 o'clock shows. And as I got out of the 10 o'clock, some people waved me over and they're like, are you Adel? And I'm like, I am. And then I started to like walk away because there's like an awkward pause. And then they're like, we love Hey Riddle Riddle. So it's fun to see some listeners there. So if listeners ever want to go see a show in Chicago, I would recommend checking out CIC.
Can I make another recommendation?
Please.
You should take classes at CIC.
I
think you have to have taken classes at another improv place before that. But it's the best classes I ever took. And my friend Haley is teaching level one there now.
Woo.
And she's the best improv teacher there is. So
that's
take classes at CIC Theater if you're looking for a place to take classes.
Well, I mean, I'm better.
Better than Haley? I'm texting her that you said that.
Okay, I'll text
good
her
luck.
First.
No,
good
I'm,
luck.
Good luck. I'm texting her first.
I found a new comment. Better than Haley's? Well, no.
This talk of improv segues perfectly into our first riddle. This is a riddle from Patrick Kelly. Patrick writes, you can use my full name. You can use my full name. Patrick writes,
REO Speedwagon from Peoria, Illinois.
Wow. The hits keep coming. Patrick writes, Love the show. You're all awesome. You make me miss my Chicago days back when Io was still Improv Olympic and the neo-futurists were still giving out pizza in Andersonville. I got to be honest. That's before my time.
You never went to see Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind?
I'm sorry, but I did. But I'm talking about when Io was Improv Olympic.
Oh, yes. Right. I think that was like up until the late 80s. I think that's before all of our times. But I have heard about it. I heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. Great band.
I used to love Too Much Light Makes the Baby Go Blind. I love the Neo-Futurists.
Such a good show.
I would see that show all the time because I lived right by it. It's a great show.
And the guys who created that went on to write Urinetown.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
is that true?
Yeah. And then famous alum of Neo-Futurists, Jeffrey Craner, has been on the show.
Oh, that's right.
Creator of Welcome to Nightville, among other podcasts.
The best show I ever saw in Chicago was at the Neo-Futurists. It was a musical about con men. And they like kept tricking the audience, and musicians and actors kept being like planted audience members.
That's incredible.
And it was the most beautiful, cool show I've ever seen. It made me cry. It was amazing.
My dream is to see a live show where I'm the only non-plant. That is my absolute dream. I don't know. It would be so cost inefficient that it'll never happen, but I would love to come into a show.
I'm going to plan that for one of your parties.
Know nothing about it. And then just be like a plant in a show. Oh my God. Okay. So anyway.
I'm picturing you in a theater and there's just like 200 Formica trees.
Or just like, it's like me and 100 people and everyone else is dressed like Jake from the Blues Brothers.
So funny. Yeah.
With a harmonica in hand. And you're like, they're going to do something.
Something's going on.
And everyone's like, truly, it's just a coincidence. Please, you're reading into this, sir.
Okay, so Patrick writes, a man walks into a bank bearing an AK-47 and wearing a mask. He gruffly tells the teller to empty the account and leaves. No one calls the police or even bats an eye. Why?
His mask was that of a 17-year-old white boy.
Can I have all the money, please?
I think he's like a hunter. Like his mask is like.
What mask would a hunter wear?
Oh, wait.
I love where you're going.
Was it Jim Carrey?
Yeah. Oh, so out of the angle you're going here is the movie The Mask.
Yeah. And everyone loves that guy.
But
no,
the thing
I hate
is,
that guy.
If Jim Carrey emptied his account, I got to imagine that guy's rich. No way is a bank going to have that much money on hand, right?
Who knows?
How much money do you think is in a bank at any given time? I asked very innocently. No one suspected a thing.
I mean, it's probably not enough to cover like if there was like a bank rush where everyone was like deposit, get all my money out of the bank right now. But they probably have a pretty good amount.
I have to say, I know next to nothing about this, but it fascinates me that banks carry those die packs that are like tucked in actual money and will explode, right?
Yeah.
Like that's such an interesting little like reality that we live in that nobody talks about.
Yeah.
It's also funny how the die packs are only security measures used on banks for money. Like, it would be funny if those die packs were used, like, if you were trying to, like, steal a bunch of vegetables, like, from a store, and, like, you took a zucchini out and they just like, blew up. Or, like, die packs for clothes. Like, you, like, steal, like, a $2,000 coat and you, like, try to put it on and a die pack explodes.
They kind of have those. And in a lot of retail places, you know, there's like tags that stay on clothes that like make that sound. A lot of them had dye in them.
Oh, shit.
If a little bit of dye got on like a $2,000 coat, I would actually love that. Like if I was walking around with a Canadian Goose coat with like dye explosion on it, people would be like, oh, this asshole bought like a $2,000 coat. Oh, no, look, he stole it. Okay, good.
Yeah, okay, good.
Good for him.
God.
He stole the coat.
I feel like that's the equivalent of like locking up diapers and baby food in stores. Yeah. They always lock that up because you know what? Only the worst people in the world are stealing those.
Only true criminals. They also do that with like black hair care products where they don't do it with white hair care products. Hey, man, stores, huh?
Ugh.
But that's not the answer to this riddle.
Oh, God.
So guy walks into a bank with an AK-47.
Aaron had a very genuine, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Guy walks into a bank with an AK-47 and a mask, demands all the money, and walks out. Nobody panics? Is that what was it?
He gruffly tells the teller to empty the account and leaves. No one calls the police or even bats an eye. Why?
Empty the account doesn't mean take all the money.
Correct.
Empty the account.
the words there, I reread it because, or I re, yeah, read it out loud because I think the word choice is very specific to the answer to this riddle.
Emptied the account. What other types of accounts do banks have?
Empty? You're just transferring it? Like shutting down a certain account?
That's good. That's good. So it was not a transfer. It was like actually emptying the account. I guess it was a transfer of the money in the account to cash.
But it doesn't. He doesn't take the cash.
He does take the cash.
And AK-47, that's not like, that doesn't stand for like an adult kid that's 47 years old.
It wow,
is,
okay.
It is a gun.
Now I got to see a scene. So this is going to be a scene where, Aaron, you are, you're coming over to my house. You're like a friend, and you're coming over to my house, and you've brought your AK-47, and you're just trying to make sure it's okay that you bring your AK-47 into the house with me, and it does stand for adult kid who is 47 years old. Hey, Sheryl. Welcome. Take your shoes off.
Hi.
Everybody's out in the back.
Merry Christmas.
It is, you know, California, so it's kind of like an outdoor Christmas
right.
We're doing. So,
hey, do you have any whiskey?
Hey, sorry. Honey, give me a second.
Oh.
I just wanted to, before I come into the house, make sure you are comfortable with me bringing my AK-47.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure everyone feels good about it.
Everyone's fine because it's, you know, it's open carry and we're all okay with that. Everybody's pretty much armed here. What is this?
This is my AK-47.
If you don't want me here, I drove separately. I can take my Dodge Durango and go home.
My Dodge Durango, okay? I let you borrow my car.
Fine.
I'm Adam. It's nice to meet you.
My credit's ruined, which is why my mom had to buy me a Dodge Durango.
Is it my
fault your credit's ruined, or is it your fault your credit's ruined?
No, it's my ex-wife's problem.
Oh, my God. She is an angel on earth, and you were lucky she married you.
I pulled my pants. Changes.
Shut up.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, so this is my mistake, because we're all gun nuts here, but this is too much drama
for us. Oh, you have some gun nuts? I actually brought gun nuts. They're
oh, thank God.
Salted.
Mixed gun nuts.
I'm sorry. So this is salted bullets in a little bowl?
Yeah.
People can't eat this, though.
But they're kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, this is the kind of kitchen that we would have in our home. But you know what? Welcome.
Do you have any cartoons?
Do I have any cartoons?
Let me think of some cartoons I would like. Like Rocky and Bullwinkle or...
We have Netflix if there's anything on there. I think we have.
I don't know how to use a remote.
You don't know how to use a remote.
No, yeah. I'm just at that age where technology is a mystery.
And also, just so you know, he might go off at any moment. He's kind of broken, so I can't. Guarantee he won't go off.
Can I talk to you, Sheryl? What do you mean by go off in that context?
You know what? Let me just show you.
Oh, sure.
You know
Hey, honey.
You know what? The foundation of this house is pretty shitty. And you have leaves. You should hire someone. You should hire a contractor to fix the foundation. You should rake your leaves. I'm tired of these homeowners who don't take care of their property. Do you know the property value
of
this neighborhood?
I can make him really go off. Watch this. Okay. Hey, honey, remember how they made a female Ghostbusters?
Kate McKinnon is not my Egon Spengler.
he's eating his own hand. Oh, my God.
Why would she lick the guns? That doesn't make sense.
Scene. Oh, my God. That's probably maybe my favorite reactionary opinion is the people who are upset about female Ghostbusters.
Yeah, they're cool.
First they made the female Ghostbusters. People got mad, or a selection of people got mad. Then they made the kids Ghostbusters. It hasn't come out yet, but I hope that people get mad. And I hope next they do a female kids Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah. And then everyone's head will explode.
All the kids are girls, and they're all Ghostbusters. okay, no. So but that...
I don't know the answer to
in that scene, you did not get the answer.
Nerds. So give us a little hint.
He just closed an account. He just closed his own account.
Correct, Aaron. He's emptying his own account. That is correct.
Okay. Does he work for any company or organization where carrying a gun is, like, expected? Like, is he a security guard at the bank?
No, not necessarily. I guess he wouldn't have anything about his job would dictate him carrying a gun.
Hunting?
Sure. I mean, he could be potentially be a hunter.
Thanks for giving us that one.
Does it matter why he needs the money?
No.
Give us
the answer to this riddle.
Give us a hint.
You want? Okay, so this riddle takes place in the year 2020.
Time traveler.
Oh, he's just wearing a mask.
Oh, he has a
COVID
yeah.
mask.
Yes, he's wearing a COVID mask.
And he's going to put all his money under his mattress because he can't trust banks.
Yeah,
there's
going to be a rush on the banks. Mm-hmm. It's all about Bitcoin now. Or like Dogecoin or Cummy coin. No, so the answer is it's 2020. It's an open carry state, so it's normal for people to have AK-47s wild. And the man is wearing a face mask because of COVID concerns. And then in parentheses, Patrick writes, he's the rare open carry advocate who supports mask mandates. Leave your politics to the professionals, Patrick.
That's not us.
We don't care for it on this show. Yes, he's emptying his own account. Patrick also writes, don't read until after the first riddle. I was thinking this odd year is sort of a thing likely to be the stuff of riddles in the near future. In light of that, I created a few 2020-based riddles that are obvious now, but someday they may be stuff out of our very own blue book of hideous riddles.
Very cool.
So here we go. Here's a few more of these 2020-themed riddles. A social studies high school student goes to the front of the class and makes a presentation filled with lies and made-up facts. The student receives an A on the project. Why?
Did it with confidence.
It's about misinformation. In the news.
I'm going to give it to Aaron. The student is giving a report on the 2020 post-election lawsuits and QAnon.
I want to see a scene.
Leave it to the professional.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you have to give a presentation. You did not prepare or write anything. You're just kind of making it up on the spot. Aaron, you are the teacher of the class. Your name is Miss Information, and you are... you are trying to kind of bite your tongue while he does this, but at some point you have to say what you need to say.
And everybody give a round of applause for Tommy. Good job. Yay. Let's go. All right. And go whenever you're ready.
Thank you, everyone, so much. And misinformation, may I just say, that jacket plus that scarf, the combo is brave.
You may not say that.
Okay. Withdrawn, counselor. Watch yourself. My fellow students... I thought to do a PowerPoint like everyone else has done in preparing my discussion for today, but then I thought, what would George Washington have done? Because for sure he wouldn't use a PowerPoint. Obviously, that wasn't available to him. And then I thought about the lack of availability. Isn't that something? Scarcity. Let's break that word down. Scare.
You didn't do it.
City.
If you didn't do it, then you can just say you didn't do it. We can get to the other presidents.
I did do it. Okay. I did do it. And I will
feel
get
like
to
George Washington would have done his work.
I will get to my presentation on, and my topic is. And my topic is.
You know.
Misinformation.
It.
I'm looking at you. My topic is.
Yeah.
Just to confirm, because I know it.
You know, I know. If you know it, then what's the issue here?
Then
why
there's
are
nothing to confirm,
me?
And we just keep going.
Yeah.
Then there's
we just
nothing
keep
to
going.
Confirm.
Nothing to confirm.
Scare city. Scare city. A scary city. What's the scariest city in the United States? I think Oklahoma City, because what are they doing there? No one ever hears about them. What are they planning? What are they plotting? Who, what kind of person lives there? Living? It's a living. That's what a bird on The Simpsons would say. And by The Simpsons, I mean the Flintstones. Gotcha. Caught you slipping. Caught you slipping. But what are we all doing? We're toiling. We're toiling for a living. We're all trying to make living, toil out
Tommy,
of living.
Tommy, does this loop back to photosynthesis in any way?
Aha. Yes, it does. Because what is photosynthesis if not the process of making your own food? We
That's not what your presentation's on. That was
exactly.
Test.
But it is a jumping off point. It is a jumping off point to what my presentation will be about. I do have to say, this is a little pause for my presentation. Becca?
Yeah?
Jeremy wants to ask you to prom. This is just a pause. I'm sorry, misinformation. This is something that Jeremy asked me to do. I'm asking on behalf of Jeremy in front of the... He was too scared to get up and do this on behalf of the entire class. Jeremy wants to ask Becca to prom. Becca, what do you say?
Wow. I mean, we're only in sixth grade, but I guess in 3 years, yes.
Yeah, just think about it. You
three
have time.
3 years is too soon for prom.
No, not to be invited.
No
Jeremy's 2 years older.
No one is going to lunch until you... at least say what your topic is. Okay. No one is allowed to leave the room until you say what your topic is.
Well, just so we know, we just brought two people together. That is love. Let's break that word down. Low and V.
What?
Not much you can do with that,
low
right?
Low V Wade.
Low V Wade. The law of the land. Okay, we all know it, but who is trying to reverse it? We have a 6-3 majority on the Supreme Court now, and I think court packing is the only solution to get a liberal agenda on the court. Now, am I getting closer to my topic? Misinformation, am I getting closer to my topic?
No.
Wrong.
Scene.
I'm all...
I can listen to that all day.
That was supposed to be a book report on the Tale of Two Cities.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's... Okay, yeah, that makes more
GPC,
sense.
GPC, as you mentioned George Washington, I had a little thought of... This motherfucker went into a boat and crossed a river, and we still know about it hundreds of years later, and there's paintings of it.
Well, he was president.
Yeah.
He wasn't just some guy.
Not at the time.
I wish I could just get in the boat and then people talked about it for centuries. He didn't
you
even
don't know
row
if they
the boat.
Won't do that.
In the painting, there's a bunch of other people rowing. This lazy
motherfucker. We're still talking about the time that Barack Obama wore that brown suit, huh?
Yeah. Mom jeans.
Movie news.
Did George Washington skip a stone across the Delaware? Or he put a silver dollar or something? Isn't there something there? He like
skipped
a silver dollar or something?
I thought
that he was... he did. Correct. I thought he was taking the Hessians across the Delaware.
Hmm.
Wasn't that it? He was like bringing all the Hessians there to fight the British?
And Hessians are...
German mercenaries.
Hmm.
See,
history.
You could have done a real report. Unbelievable.
Okay, yeah, so that was a report about QAnon. Okay, here was the next one from Patrick.
Wait, do you know that 15% of Americans believe that QAnon is true and real and has merit?
Aaron,
I learned
did you
that
know
yesterday.
That the storm is coming?
Aaron, I sent you that text in confidence.
Sorry. But isn't that crazy? I'm ignorant. I thought if I were to have guessed, I would have guessed like 6 or 7%. It's 15%. What are we going to do?
What's wild is I think like if you had told someone like 2018 like what QAnon was, I feel like most people would be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" But now in like now you can say QAnon and people are like, "Oh yeah, most definitely. I know what that is." Like that's
well,
so weird.
There's 25,000 different news outlets, each one with their own agenda. Nobody's leaving their house. Nobody talks to each other except to post articles and links to articles. So I can understand how we got here.
Yeah, it all makes sense. None of it makes sense, but it all makes sense.
This is a very disillusioned episode. We're like, what is the world happening?
Ooh, we have to call this "Use Your Disillusion."
You know what we need to do is I think we need to like log off. We need to touch grass. We need to get back into the real world. So let's do that real quick and okay. Let's listen to some advertisements.
Okay, and I'll lead us in a breathing meditation.
Okay,
breathe, breathe.
Don't tell me what to do.
Breathe, breathe. This sucks. We'll be right back.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. Okay. In fairness, after that, Adel did tell us to exhale, 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 exhale. So we did. We got all that breathe that was in our lungs out, and so we are. I think it actually did help, Adel.
And like
I
said,
one more breathe that stuck.
Like I said,
uh-oh.
When I say breathe, that is the completion of inhaling and exhaling. That's what I meant by breathe.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, hey, we're learning. We're all learning.
All right. We're going to make sure the second half of this episode is just escapism. We're not going to talk about any of the pain in the world that's happening. You're in a faraway land where there's only happiness and riddles.
Aaron,
let's move forward.
You just gave me the best idea of the year, which is the three of us need to open up an escapism room. What it is you go into a room. It's just super pleasant. There's no TVs. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no cell service. There's a nice little couch. There's a little buffet and a sundae table. Make your own little sundae. Eat your little brains out. And in 1 hour, you can get out.
And there are things in the room. It's not going to be like a boring, like stuff happens like in an escape room.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like stuff that's like kind of like at one point you might think that you hear someone having sex like somewhere else. Uh-huh. And then you're like, everybody be quiet. Do you hear someone? Is someone having sex? And then you're like, no. Is that a couple having a fight? Are they having a fight? Or are they having sex? And so you'll have like stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Right. It's not nothing. It's not any major conflict.
There's external stimuli, but it is all like stuff like that where it's not it's not information. You have to sort of suss out what's going on. And there is just like an escape room, there are puzzles.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Next to the buffet, it'll say, are you hungry? And then you have to answer that by either eating food or not eating. So you get to solve that by either eating or not eating.
I would love a room like that. And when you say there are puzzles, there are like boxes that say like 1,000 pieces or something like that, but you're only in there for an hour and the boxes are empty just to see how many people open the box. Because if you're in a room for an hour, are you really going to try to start a 1,000 piece puzzle?
You are. If you think you can finish a 1,000 piece puzzle in an hour, you're a sociopath. So this is also, it's not only an escapism room, it's a sociopath test.
Some of our worst ideas happen in our morning recordings. Do you guys know that? Anytime we have to record before noon.
Aaron, you said best wrong.
I was going to ask Adel, because he said, this is my best idea of the year. And I said, baby, it's only December 1st. You still have like 30 days of good ideas in the pipe.
That's not even the best idea of this episode. Santa Claus was.
You're right.
Santa, don't you want the Santa, Santa?
We can't relitigate Santa Claus on this episode. So instead, we'll do this. A young woman wakes up in her hotel room, makes coffee, and proceeds to a restaurant 3 miles away. She's arrested and sentenced to 4 months in jail. Why?
Coffee murder. Coffee was liquefied.
Coffee murder.
Fanta baby.
Alice ruined my brain with that fucking little ditty.
I hear it everywhere.
Yeah?
I have to say.
No, hey, guess what? So do I now. Thank you, buddy.
She didn't pay for the hotel. She murdered someone in the hotel.
Yeah, the coffee, like I said, is her liquefied boyfriend. I like my coffee like I like my boyfriend's liquefied.
Huh. Adel, love that for a t-shirt. No, there's nothing about this is a murder. There's no like murder involved here.
Was she speeding?
She didn't pay for the hotel.
She did pay for the hotel.
But she was staying at a motel.
I'll read it again. Okay. A young woman wakes up in her hotel room, makes coffee, and proceeds to a restaurant 3 miles away. She is arrested and sentenced to 4 months in jail. Why? This is based on a real story.
Taillight was out?
That's a good call. No, I think it doesn't matter if she is...
Drove on the sidewalk?
driving or anything. I don't think it has anything to do with driving.
So it's no traffic violation.
I don't believe it's a. It's not anything to do with a traffic violation. It's not even that I don't believe. Mm-hmm. I'll just go ahead and say it's not. It's not that.
Does it have something to do with the restaurant?
Was she a precog and she wasn't supposed to wake up?
Precog can still get you pregnant. Aaron, you said a restaurant? It has something to do with the restaurant?
Yeah, is it something to do with where she was going?
Oh, she went to a Denny's, and if you go legally, if you go to Denny's, you're an idiot and you get arrested. It's terrible food.
Yeah, you could be sentenced up to 4 months in jail for eating at Denny's. No, it doesn't have anything to do with what restaurant she went to. It's the act of going to the restaurant that got her arrested.
The act of going.
It was not open.
No, the restaurant was open.
And this, is this another one of the 2020 riddles?
Unfortunately, it is.
Mm. Oh, she didn't wear a mask in.
Close, but not, it doesn't, it's a little more stringent than not wearing a mask.
She wasn't wearing pants or shoes, and so she didn't get service.
In 2020, there were so many people that were like, I'll wear my mask, but I will not wear pants.
Oh, so it's a 2020 thing.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
These are hard.
Can I tell you?
Can I?
Here's a hint.
Yeah, yes.
This woman is from the U.S., but she is not currently in the U.S.
British. She's driving on the wrong side of the road.
It doesn't have anything to do with driving.
Oh, she wasn't a citizen?
She went for breakfast and she ordered baked beans.
Okay.
Which is what the English do, and it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird to have a... You know what? It's not. I've been having baked beans for breakfast for the last, like, month, and it is good. Baked beans are a good breakfast food.
With toast, it is good.
She didn't have... Is it like a vaccine thing?
I think this maybe was pre-vaccines. This email came in.
I do think, thank you. Just to defend Aaron and I will say, to try and think back to last year and unpack all the awfulness is very hard. To be like, so much has happened and it's all such a terrible experience. It is hard to kind of parse through and be like, what were all the things that people did again?
I love the idea of defending yourself when you're not being attacked.
Do you hear him? Aaron, did you hear him?
Yeah.
There's that tone in his voice.
To be clear, that is what is called getting defensive. And that's something that I think that a lot of people really look forward to.
Where are my pearls? Clutch, clutch, clutch.
I don't know.
Okay, so I will say, I can give you the answer on this one. So this woman traveled to a nation with stringent quarantine requirements for international travelers.
Mm.
And she left her hotel room before completing her required quarantine period.
Wow. Ah, yes. Okay.
And it says this was based on a real story, search Cayman Island teen and COVID. And I would say, Patrick, once again, leave the politics to the professionals. I'm talking Joe Biden, Joe Manchin, Vladimir Putin. These are the people that handle that kind of things. A baseball player hits 3 home runs to win a ball game in the final at bat. Aside from his teammates, there's no cheering or celebrating to be heard. Why?
Hold on.
A player hit 3 home runs in his final at bat?
A player hits a three-run home run.
Okay.
Sorry.
Big difference.
3-run home run to win a ball game at the final at bat.
It's COVID.
Yeah, of course the answer is it's COVID. They were playing baseball in empty stadiums for a while for COVID restrictions. Patrick says, you'll be vindicated to hear this. Patrick says, I concede all of these riddles suck. Some of them are also pretty political, so you're welcome for that. But coming up with them was a fun exercise, and I thought you could do much better. Patrick, R. Kelly, we thank you for your work.
I thought it was really cool. I don't like that we thanked R. Kelly, but...
Yeah, Patrick said, you can use my full name, and then included the middle initial of R, Patrick R. Kelly. And I got to say, Patrick, drop the R. You don't need to be throwing that around.
So drop the R, so that would be Patrick?
I want you to say, my name is Patrick R. Kelly.
Give me some riddles. I need them.
Hold on. That is a first. Aaron is hungry for riddles.
I actually need them for a thing, so can I have some?
What?
I need them for a thing, so don't
What's
ask questions.
What's the thing? Tell us, your dad and I will give you it if you tell us what it's for.
It's for another riddle podcast.
No!
Upstairs, young lady.
No!
Aren't you happy?
You're not even my real dad! Slam.
I'm your co-host. That's just as close.
It sort of is. We kind of all feel like each other's dads. I definitely feel that.
This morning when JPC texted and he goes, everybody ready to record in 15 minutes? I simply sent a picture of me in bed because I had woken up 2 minutes earlier. So it did feel like my mom being like, "Sweetie, you got to go to school," and I'm like, "No."
We live very different lives.
I'm shocked I ever went to school.
We have a listener here that says, "Listener from India here." They did include their name, but then they crossed it out and wrote Susie, which I think is very fun. So this listener from India here, this is Susie. This podcast has brought me unparalleled joy over the last week. Thank you for the puzzies and riddies and also for the much needed laughs during a rough patch with the SO. Well, this is from 2018, so I hope that rough patch with an SO turned out to be a better relationship. Now, what does that mean, a better relationship? That doesn't mean that you broke up. It just means that your relationship was better.
And I hope that this Siamese otter brings you as much joy as you deserve.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's double the otter, double the fun. Here's the riddle. In a certain kingdom, this is a long one, so bear with me.
Okay,
I'm ready.
In a certain kingdom, the natural law of the land is that the only antidote to a poison is a stronger poison. For example, if poison X is stronger than poison Y, then ingesting Y followed by X will leave you in the clear. Does that make sense? So
Yeah. The
only antidote to a poison is an even stronger poison. So if you take a poison, you have to drink a stronger one, and that's the antidote.
Got it.
Yeah. Cool? Okay. So the king orders his scribe and royal chemist to have the following contest. The scribe and the chemist must each concoct the strongest poison they know. They then exchange poisons, take a sip of the other's poison, and then a sip of their own. Clearly, whoever has the strongest poison will survive. The night before the contest, the scribe realizes that he has no chance of creating a stronger poison than the chemist, so he comes up with a plan of action that will allow him to survive. At the same time, the chemist also realizes that the scribe can never really create a stronger poison than the chemist. The chemist anticipates the scribe's plan and comes up with a plan of his own. The next morning, the chemist and the scribe exchange poisons exactly as planned. The scribe dies and the chemist lives. But the king does not get what he wants. Remember, the king is trying to get the strongest poison. And that's what the king wants. What was the scribe's plan? What was the chemist's plan? So that's the riddle.
I got it.
Aaron, I can't wait to hear this answer. So confident.
Okay, so the scribe was like, "I know what to do. We'll switch the order in which we take them." And then the chemist goes, "He's going to ask to switch the order. I'll let that happen. So I'm going to create a weaker poison than what he would create." And then the king at the end of the day goes, "I don't even have the strongest poison. Now I just have the weakest one you could come up with."
I love that answer, but the answer to this riddle does not involve switching the rules. So the rules are going to be the same. They drink.
Well, then
from the
I
other
have
person.
To tap out because I can't. I can't go back in there, man.
Mercy.
I can't go back in there. Get me out of here.
So the chemist knew he couldn't be beat. So what he did was he, instead of poison, he just poured the scribe a tall glass of RC Cola. Everyone knows RC Cola is poison. There's no coming back from drinking that. And the scribe died.
Yeah, the scribe was like, "I'll make my thing not poison at all."
Well, this listener is from India. Do you think they have RC Cola? Yeah, it's probably international.
Absolutely. Yeah, is it Royal Crown? And Royal Crown, that's fitting for the kingdom. Is it that the chemist did not put any poison in the cup so that when the scribe drank his antidote, quote unquote, he was just drinking original poison?
Original poison. I love that. No, I just love the concept.
We're all born with it. We're all born with it.
We don't have poison, but we have Pepsi. Does Pepsi work?
We don't have poison products.
So I want to see a quick scene. I want to see a scene here. So Aaron, you're going to be a bartender. Adele and I are customers at the bar. And it's one of these real fancy craft cocktail lounges. And the menu only has one item. It's $11 and it's called Original Poison.
Hey, gentlemen, welcome in. What can I get you?
Okay.
A menu would be great.
Yeah. And a smile.
I'm not with him. I'm not with him.
Get out.
Nope. I know he looks like my brother, but I'm not with him.
End of scene.
No, smile is a cocktail. Smile
what's,
is a cocktail.
What's in it?
Orange juice and whiskey?
No, it's not. Get out.
Orange juice and whiskey? Why would you order that?
I panicked.
At what part did you panic?
Hold on. Let me, if I buy the entire bar drink, can I stay?
You know what? How about you just drink this?
Okay. Oh, original Poisson. Is Poisson, is that like a French liqueur?
Yeah, sure.
I see what's happening. This is my brother, and I think I have to let it happen because of what just happened.
Okay. My tongue is numb. My feet are tingly. Ooh, what's my heart doing? This is fun. My heart's doing a backflip. Nope, it's shutting down.
And what can I get you?
I don't. Your number?
Get out!
I'll have the poison.
Okay, here we go.
I'm a bad guy. I'll die.
Duh.
I want to see another scene. Oh. Unprecedented back-to-back scenes. I just want to see a quick scene. The royal chemist just is very funny to me because I'm sure there were royal chemists, but it just seems so modern day. So I want to see, Aaron, you are queen of the realm. JPC is your royal IT guy, and he's come to your kingdom to fix your router issues or whatever IT problems you're having.
So I tried turning it off and then turning it back on again, and that did nothing. The internet's very weak when I go to the bathroom. Is there something you can do about that as well?
My queen, of course I do not, your decree is sacrosanct, and I believe it wholeheartedly. A lot of times when people say they turn it off and turn it on again, they know that that's what I want to hear. I'm just going to do it one time for myself. Just to make sure.
No, don't insult me. It's not unplugged. I turned it off and then turned it back on again. I did. I actually did it. I'm not being lazy.
My liege, I recommend the Geek Squad out front. We have them ready if you are willing to send this gentleman to the stocks.
My liege, I don't want to interrupt. That's the most worm-tongue-looking motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Rat,
slick, oily
rat
black
snake?
Hair.
My side kick, my right hand man.
You're her sidekick.
I'm sorry, your right hand man is named Rat Snake? That's like even worse than Worm Tongue.
Oh, please. He's great.
Got the oiliest black wig, I gotta say, wig that I have ever seen.
And my face is upside down. My eyes are where chins are, and my chin's at the top.
When he whispers into your ear, his tongue is going fully into your ear. You feel that, right?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
He would never lead me astray. Why would he?
Look, I never do this. Do you mind if I hit him in the forehead with a stick?
No.
I think that might fix the computer issue and maybe some of your personal issues. No offense, my lady. You look old as shit.
Scene.
Get out.
Worm tongue is that guy's name.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Imagine being named Worm Tongue. You gotta go like, oh god, I gotta be gross.
Can you imagine being named Worm Tongue and not turning out evil?
Yeah.
Well,
come on.
Yeah, that sucked. That does suck.
I'm Brian Worm Tongue, and I'm the only used car dealer in the state that gives you state minimum prices. I'm Ryan Worm Tongue, and I just want to get you in a vehicle. I got a hint for you guys. You want to hear a hint?
Wait, we have a riddle?
Yeah.
We didn't solve the poison one.
Poison
it wasn't
one.
That he didn't put any poison in his cup. Isn't that an answer? That is an answer.
So who's is that an answer for the scribe or the chemist?
If the chemist puts like water in a cup and the scribe drinks water and then drinks a stronger poison, that's just going to kill him, right? And
so,
and the king's pissed because he's like, I have water, but I don't have poison.
Yes. So the chemist, it involves the chemist anticipating what the scribe was going to do. Mm-hmm. So I think you got what the chemist did. So you can extrapolate what the scribe was going to do as well, correct?
The scribe also had water.
Yes. So the scribe thought the chemist is going to make the strongest poison possible. So I am going to drink, this is the part that you didn't get, but I'm going to drink a poison beforehand and then fill my bottle with water. Then the chemist is going to give me his strong poison. I'm going to drink it. It'll neutralize the poison that I already drank, but he's going to drink water, so it won't neutralize his poison.
Oh.
Well, the chemist says, of course, the scribe's not going to be able to drink a stronger poison, so I'm also going to put water in mine and not drink poison. So the scribe drinks poison beforehand. They both exchange sips of water. The scribe dies, and the king gets water as his strong poison.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is top 5 riddles of all time for me. This is a fantastic riddle.
Yeah, I love that riddle. I think that that's great.
No math.
I'm on the bench. Yeah. I sprained my ankle in this riddle, so I'm on the bench. I'm waiting over here. I'm icing my ankle.
I guess it is very rare that we get a riddle that does not, that is very complicated, but does not involve any math. And that one did not involve any math.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to Susie sent that in.
This is from Susie. Yes, Susie from India.
Thank you, Susie.
Yes, thank you so much, Susie. And I got to say, with all these emails from 2018, hope you're still listening to the show. Okay, you have both been very good, so I want to give you some little... I think these riddles here are kind of a treat, and they're coming at the end of the episode today. So here's a little treat for you. These next riddles are from Nova, they, them pronouns, and they say... You can, well, they say, yes, you can use my name. You can use my, it really works better with you can use my full name. Hmm. You can use my full name. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for trying, Nova.
I can't stress this enough. This is not their fault.
They've been listening for a while now that thought they'd send in some riddles. They got them from an old book they found called Laugh-O-Tronic Monster Jokes. So you know these are going to be good.
I gotta can't see wait. The cover of this book.
I'm ready.
Okay, so here we go. What do you call Bigfoot in a bathtub?
Bigfoot in a bathtub.
Laugh-O-Tronic Monster Jokes.
Not Yeti Clean. Abominable.
What? I don't know what.
Not Yeti clean.
I'm clean, but I'm not Yeti clean.
Abominable tub man. What do you call a Bigfoot in a bathtub? Dinner?
Adel, this Adel. One, I love your pun brain is firing. This one, I got to tell you, not a pun.
What?
Not, yeah, I know.
Un-fucking believable. It's set up like a pun, and the title of the book, I mean, that's as pun as it gets.
An empty bathtub.
I think that you will agree when you hear the answer to this that it fits perfectly with the theme of the book, but it's just not a pun. It's okay. The other way that you could go with this riddle.
Okay. What's the
So what do we know? What do we know about Bigfoot?
Big feet, rarely seen.
Uh-huh.
If they are, they're blurry.
Sure.
And they're always in the pose of like the Abbey Road cover.
Yeah, well, I mean, what else? More about like kind of like physical, like physical
hairy, very hairy.
Sure.
Oh, you get a clogged drain.
No, that again. That's very good. If very hairy is the thing that you're focusing on, but what else about Bigfoot?
Oh, it's overflowing. Too much water.
Bigfoot
no water.
is very
huge dick.
Big.
Thank you, Aaron. Big doesn't necessarily mean huge dick. Bigfoot is very big.
Who's so defensive
what
call, now?
What do you call Bigfoot in a bathtub?
A big
foot
bath.
The answer is stuck.
Oh, it's like a Howard Taft situation.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, this is...
Taft. What did I say? Taft.
I think it's William Howard Taft.
William Howard Taft.
I think you called that motherfucker by his middle name, which
Howie. I
belies
called him Howie.
Some sort of familiarity.
We were family friends. He's Howie to me.
Okay.
I'm ready for another one.
Why couldn't the werewolf run in the marathon?
Because
it wasn't the full moon.
Run in the marathon.
Because
it was
during
the day, yeah.
No, that is not correct. This one, I guess, is more like wordplay.
Is it puns or not?
I would not call this a pun. No.
There's no cars driving in front of him?
That's very funny. That's very funny.
So is this like a 5K? Is this like something to do with how long the marathon is?
It has nothing to do with how long the marathon is. It has everything to do with the fact that this is a werewolf and... I see a little situation where it's like, you know, it's like Air Bud, except they do have very stringent rules.
There is something in the rules that say werewolves can't run.
Yeah. Why? Because?
Because they
are not humans.
Aaron, yes. Yes, they're not humans. And another way to say that is they are not a member of the...
Human race.
Human race.
Marathon.
Human race.
Wow.
He couldn't run in the marathon because he wasn't part of the human race.
Nice.
How do we feel,
Aaron,
about that?
It feels a little exclusionary.
Okay, that's correct. I want to see a quick scene. Adel,
that's correct.
Adel, you are giving an interview. Aaron, you're applying to work at a hotel. Aaron, you're a werewolf. You're disclosing that. And then Adel, that's putting you in a tricky situation because you can't have a werewolf working at the hotel.
Sure.
But technically, you don't want to be discriminating against this werewolf.
Welcome. Just have a seat over there. If you don't mind, I'm going to scooch my chair back here about 30 feet. Okay. Hate to hear that.
Sorry. I just have a...
Are you okay?
Yeah, just a little nervous. I just chugged a bunch of...
water in a bowl? Sorry? Alex, you told yourself you'd give this wolf
a fair
chance.
No, it's fine. It's okay. I understand that people are sometimes... yes.
So why do you want to work at Days Inn?
I would like to... Sometimes when people are traveling, they're traveling alone. People might not know where they are.
Sorry,
it's
can you not slash at my throat?
Sorry. I'm just gesticulating. I'm not slashing at your throat. I'm just talking with my hands. There's a large concentration of people who maybe not everyone's keeping track of. So it's a great place to hunt for food. I also feel really passionate about hospitality. I love giving people my full attention. It's like I love a customer service job. I like trying to make a vacation special for people. I also, once a month, am going to eat as many people as I can at the hotel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And would you be, and this is just hypothetical, would you be eating them while they're staying here or after they check out?
Oh, both. Both. Mm-hmm. I also love that you have healthcare. Yeah. Great benefits.
Do you wear clothes? Is that a rude question? Can you wear clothes?
I can wear a little bellhop hat, I think.
Fuck, I didn't want to do this. You're hired.
Yay! I ate him.
Can we talk about the schedule? I can't work mornings.
Yay! Monster Hotel. It's a Monster Hotel.
Count me in.
It's the entrance to hell. It's a Monster Hotel. Bunch of monsters are working at the hotel. It's a workplace comedy, but they're monsters. And it's a hotel.
I'm mummy, not toilet paper.
Can I smoke in the room? Fire! Bam!
We gotta make Monster Hotel.
Yay.
Monster Hotel.
It's a Monster Hotel.
I got a question. What is Hotel Transylvania? Did we just do this? Is that a thing that already exists?
You guys, we keep thinking we came up with an original idea and it's always just Hotel Transylvania.
Wait,
why does this keep happening?
And when I played an adult kid 47, that was just Billy Madison.
This is the fourth time that's happened this year. We're like, we have a great idea for a movie and ends up just being Hotel Transylvania.
We owe Adam Sandler an apology.
We got to get out of this. We got to get out of this clean. So what do you call a skeleton with a broom? Adel, turn the pun brain back on.
A skeleton with a broom would be a janitor.
Pun brain.
Boniter. Janabone?
Is it something with the word bone?
No. It is nothing with the word bone.
What do you call a skeleton with a broom? Okay.
Yes.
A clean sweep. You call it a sweepy spooky witch.
I'm going to change the word skeleton here because I think that might be confusing you.
Okay.
What do you call the personification of death with a broom?
Reaper.
The Grim?
The Grim Sweeper.
Grim Sweeper.
The Grim Sweeper.
I'd like to see a scene.
Well, oh, please.
GPC, you're a kid who just threw up in class, but the janitor at this school is the Grim Sweeper, and so you're too scared to tell the teacher that you threw up because you don't want to see the Grim Sweeper.
Okay, so what do we know about George Washington? He crossed the Delaware. Now, while he was doing that, he was confused. He didn't know where he was. And a lot of his sort of confidence. Oh, did you have a question?
Oh, no. Me?
Yeah, Jimmy, do you have a question?
Oh, no. Did you have a question for me?
I can, yeah. How are you doing today? You've been very quiet.
I'm good. I thought you made a weird noise. I was just checking in on you.
I might have made a weird noise, yeah.
I think a pipe is leaking.
Oh,
there's a puddle on my desk.
Oh, no. Let's take a look here. Oh.
No, don't need to look. There's a mechanic.
Weird. Who's been putting fries and fish fillet chewed up in the pipes?
It might be a sewer pipe. This might be poop.
Oh, I've never seen green poop.
Me neither.
Uh-oh. Jimmy, I'm going to head to the vending machines. Stay in class.
What?
Slam.
So cold in here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I left my microphone plugged in. Let me unplug that.
Feedback is charging.
I'll be right back.
God, it's so embarrassing to have my dad work at the school. Dad, will you just clean it up and go?
It's nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about.
No, it's embarrassing because all the other kids at the cafeteria can eat food, but we can't. We can't process it, so it all comes up.
Don't worry. Aren't you happy that you're at a normal school with normal kids? I thought you were happy here.
I don't think that the concept of normal is something that you should be reinforcing in me.
I'm sorry.
Why am I not normal? Just the way I am.
Are you embarrassed by me?
Yes, Dad, your uniform is too big. Why can't you ask them for a smaller size?
Scene.
It's like you look like you're wearing grown-up clothes.
It's so funny. Monster Hotel. It's Monster Hotel Transylvania. We invented a thing that already exists.
Look, we can't stick around much longer and invent things that already exist. So I gotta say, we have to just transition into something much easier for us to create original content for, and that is plugs. So I'll ask you, Adel, is there anything that you have to plug?
Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. I can't stress enough, there's a lot of cool content over there. There's some dumb content as well, but there's a lot of good content as well, so check it out.
And I can't stress enough that starting January 1st, ad-free episodes are going to be there at the $8 tier. So that's something to stress.
Oh, wait. I saw your text. It says addle-free episodes.
We'll talk about that offline, Aaron. We won't.
That's going to never kind of come up.
Aaron, anything to plug?
Wet Bus has a show in LA on December 16th. And if you want to know the age and not the age. The day, I'm out of my depth here. The day.
That must stay in.
We're watching a human crumble in real time.
No. I have to keep that part in.
No. The day, if you want to know the day and the time, it is going to be on my Instagram. So check that out.
What age is your show?
Yeah. We sold out tickets like a week beforehand last time. So if you want tickets, grab them now.
Woo la loo.
Woo la loo.
JBC, anything to plug for you?
Hey, nothing that I have to plug, but one thing that I did want to mention, this is not a plug for myself, but we have had a sponsorship relationship with the brand HelloFresh for quite some time. HelloFresh workers are trying to unionize. They have asked their employer for a union, and in typical bullshit fashion, that employer has hired a union-busting firm to come in and give captive audience presentations, penalize people for starting a union, demote people without reason. And just generally do all the things that are pretty much illegal to do under the NLRB, but they do them anyway. So we are discontinuing our relationship with HelloFresh. Union busting is disgusting. And today on December 1st, there is a large contingent of HelloFresh workers in California, I believe their biggest bargaining block, and their union vote is coming up on the 15th. So please do what you can to support workers seeking better working conditions. And in general, think about where you get your shit. I know it's kind of like weird and performative to take like an action to be like, I'm not going to support this thing. But honestly, that's the only power that we have. So short of you being a billionaire venture capitalist who is like, oh, yeah, maybe I should change things. But it's probably not going to happen. So feel free to vote with your dollars a little bit and support the businesses that are doing good and ethical things. And that's the end of my little soapbox plugs. And I hope that at the end of the episode, some people didn't listen to it, namely our advertisers.
What do you mean that's the only power we have? Not me, a nature wizard. Look, I can create anything in the world. Aaron, look, I just made this bush. What kind of bush would you say this is?
Yikes. I did that to you because I'm a bully.
How embarrassing.
I'm a bully. I'm so sorry.
I'm just glad this motherfucker didn't show up as Santa Claus like we all thought he would.
Wanna Santa, don't you wanna?
Pineapple.
Adel, I think you're doing great, and I'm really sorry that I.
Yeah, I was trying to set you up to say juniper. I thought that might be fun.
Juniper.
No, it's too late.
Juniper.
Bye forever. We'll just say bye forever.
Starring Aaron Keegan and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily.
Hey there, Rock'ems and Sock'ems. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. Just in time for the holiday season, it's a toy review. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog, by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. And coming January 1st, ad-free episodes at the Review Crew tier. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.